We acknowledge the Whadjuk people of the Noongar Nation, the traditional custodians of this country and its waters. The stories told in Envoy 2222 are told on and about Noongar country. We pay our respects to Noongar elders, past, present, and emerging.
Kaya, thank you for coming to see me all the way out here at the ruins of the old green lighthouse, to this session between earth and sea, this border between our present and past. Atop the green lighthouse is a green weather vane. It will point to the direction that the wind comes from, and it will tell you which way is east. Stand with the lighthouse behind you. Face east toward the land. You can lean against this green fence. Lie back gently and look at the scene before us. It's been an isolating time these last few years. You have lost many friends. Your work is, well, you know, it's been such a strange time these last few years. It's important that you are here now, but we're going to leave 2222 behind. We're going to put the politics of the Interspecies Council away, the extinctions, the radical weather, the violence near and far. We're going to travel to another time, to another species. We're going to go back 200 years to 2022. Please close your eyes. I want you to join me on a journey into your own mind. Into your own mind of feeling. Deep inside you, there's a river in your mind, taking care of your feelings and emotions. I would like you to put aside your common sense for a while. Just enter this river of feeling. You have closed your eyes, and now I want you to relax. Just take a deep breath and relax. Go deeper and deeper and deeper into your relaxation. Feel how every muscle in your body relaxes, takes a break, and you go deeper and deeper. You feel good. You feel relaxed. You feel really good. On the count of three, I want you to imagine you are a human. A human in the late Anthropocene in the year 2022. One, two, three. Open your eyes. You're a human, Homo sapien, and a fine example of one too. And you are standing at the end of the world in 2022. Behind you is a fresh green lighthouse. And in front of you is a breakwater to Budja, the land. All around you is Wardan, the ocean. And Wurl, the sky. You are a beautiful human with epic appendages beneath you, which we are going to deploy. Taste your legs. Walk between those four red-white posts. We will head east to Manjari, the meeting place. Down the ramp, watch out for cars and uneven ground. You are a beautiful animal and you must be kept safe. Head along the left, past the rocks and the rusted out old ship's day, to that building. Do you see it? The outhouse? You'll see the numbers on the curb on the left of the road. We are headed to the number 860, just at the outhouse. As you are walking, feel the toes at the tip of your feet. Feel your fingertips as they swing in time. Feel the breeze brush past your head and the sound of my voice guiding you. Pass by another large rock, some rusty pulleys, a dusty gutter. To the left of you is Derbel Yurgan. To the right of you is Wardang and its southern coast. And you'll see the numbers 860. There should be a good rock there to stand on if you can. Look out to your left, to the sea. 3 million years ago, the sea level was much lower. Derbel Yurgan then flowed far, all the way past Wajamup, and it runs deep, around the north of that island still, to an underwater canyon of epic proportion. Home to Mamang and our Satishan friends and their kin. Look back into the river, the ground that holds the old museum. There once was a shallow limestone ridge there that toothed its way from there to the other side, like the tail of an old crocodile. The rocky bar sheltered the estuary from the sea. Upstream it was deep, but here it was wide and shallow, and this made it a good place to cross. Humans came from all directions to trade here to this shallow estuary blocked by a rocky bar, from inland from the south and from across that shallow ridge to the north. Taste your legs again. Keep walking to the east, upriver, along this breakwater, past the outhouse, past the small fenced-off cafe for naughty bollards. The rocks underneath this road come from a rocky bar that used to connect the north of the river to here. We're taking this journey to the past so you can understand why they didn't make it. This deep immersion into your feeling so you can come back to our time with Karajan to keep the others from that fate. Touch your mouth as you walk. Feel your bottom lip. Gently. With your nail, tap the teeth that run across your lower jaw. Behind your teeth, a deep canyon holds your tongue. A pliant and beguiling traitor. This rocky line of teeth guards against all kinds of harm from coming and going. You are a beautiful human. And we must keep that safe. A little while ago, before this 2022, other humans came from the west across the Warren. They laid dynamite through the mouth of the Derbel Yurgan, blowing away the rocky bar that linked the north and the south sides. Through this blasted mouth, enormous ships come and go. They ship away the land and return with all the things that humans love. Cars, boats, inflatable water flotation devices in the shape of a unicorn. Manjari has been a meeting place for as long as we can remember. And it was that way here also, in 2022. Feel the soft human animal you're in. Feel how different it is from the body in which you usually dwell. The thing about humans in this era is famously their extra appendage. We're going to imagine what it's like to have such an appendage. Perhaps it is in your bag. It may be in your pocket. It might be in your hand. Probably it is in your hand. It is your primary focus as a human in 2022. It takes up such a large portion of your life. It needs constant maintenance. It needs to be perpetually touched. It is fragile and mortal, so much so that it must be replaced every few years. Its smooth black mirror belying how obsolete it becomes every step you take. Can you feel it? Where it is? How it feels to have this extra appendage? How it connects you? How it makes you feel to know it is there? It must be calming to have such an appendage, to be so close to every other human in the world, to know at all times what is happening with this link. You are passing numbers on the road on the left-hand side. Can you see them? We're counting up. Regular intervals, up and up and up, forever upwards, like the march of time. As we approach the land, I want you to imagine what it's like to have such an appendage. To have it attached to you every hour of the day, every day of the week, every week of the year. The human brain adapted over many generations to small societies, usually no more than 80 or so individuals. This device you have connects you to 7.9 billion people. Can you imagine 7.9 billion people? Probably not. Not in this body with its flesh-bound mind. If people were meters, the road ahead would extend around the earth 200 times. You are passing numbers on the road. We are counting up. Every year we get closer, closer to that time. Soon you will reach the 1220 marker. 1, 2, 2, 0. Keep walking and observe the mouth of the museum, the building that looks like a giant fish. At around the time you cross the speed bump, its gaping maw will consume the cranes that look so much like giant four-legged sauropods as you walk toward it. As with the sauropods, history will swallow us too. Keep walking, we are going to the streetlight, the one with the singular lantern. You will soon walk through a bottleneck where the road becomes narrow, and you will be sharing the path with cars. Here in this 2022, the device exposes you to the combined power of the new predatory species, an animal that evolved to feed on your attention, harvesting more data than is able to be imagined. This species evolved to know you better, better than you yourself ever could. It knows where you've come from. It sees where you are. It predicts where you will be. Which means in these last moments it is time to feel the breeze, the air moving around your face, the smell of salt water, your warm breath upon it, the taste of it on the inhale, on your tongue, and the back of your throat. It changed the course of history, this wind. How helpless they were when it turned against them. All their science, all their technology, all their cottagen, all their magnificent flotillas, overseas bunkers, and underground seed vaults amounted to very little in the face of bad weather. Soon we return to 2222, to a time still rendered hostile by this weather. Millions still suffer across the planet, alone, and we do what we can. We are shifting whole populations to safety. Water covered this earth, and water will cover it again, and the time that we walk this path will prove just a moment in time. All our courage, all our science, all our sleepless sentience, and all our heart won't stop it. It's too late. Our magnificent endeavor will come to nothing, and time will go on without us, and it will be as if we were never here. A future where people will indeed still exist, but not us. After I count down from three, I want you to return to your former self. You will no longer be human, but you will remember all you felt here. And you will bring back that which will help us find peace. 3, 2, 1. Thank you for this session. May those we represent live long and prosper.